going to the contract rules.
And then it goes.
At 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, for the operation. And then we open in about 10 minutes.
Oh, I see.
No, it closes at 8.
Yeah, yes.
8. What's the time now?
5 to 8 5 closes.
Is okay. So the okay. The class starts at 8 o'clock. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I should have come a little earlier. Hare Krishna. So how is everybody? Give a chair to Arjun Prabhu to sit. Give a chair. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
I'm
অংশ পরিগ্রাহ্য অষ্টম শত শ্রীমান অভয় চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুমান ইসকান ফাউন্ডাচার্য হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কী শ্রী শ্রী গৌরনিতাই কী শ্রী শ্রী রাধা গোলকানন্দ কী গৌর প্রেমানন্দ অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্যাসন অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্যাসন অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্যাসন অল গ্লোরিস টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড শ্রী গৌর নমো বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণকৃষ্ণায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী নামে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরাণী প্রচারণে Either switch off or keep it in silent mode. You know how to put it? Silent mode. Okay. Generally, I make a condition that during the class, if a mobile phone, if your mobile phone rings, then he'll get the opportunity to sponsor the next Sunday feast. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam namaskritya.
Narayanam namaskritya.
Naram chaiva naruttamam.
Naram chaiva naruttamam.
Devim sarasvatim vyasam.
Devim sarasvatim vyasam.
Tato jaya mudirayi.
Tato jaya mudirayi.
Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu.
Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu.
Nityam bhagavat sevaya.
Nityam bhagavat sevaya.
Bhagavati uttam shloke.
Bhagavati uttam shloke.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 23. Brahmana's wives blessed. Text
30.
Yeah. Grihanti.
Grihanti.
No.
No.
Na.
Na.
Patayaha.
Patayaha.
Pitaro.
Pitaro.
Suta.
Suta.
Va.
Va.
Na.
Na.
Bhratri.
Bhratri.
Bandhu.
Bandhu.
Suriraha.
Suriraha.
Puta.
Puta.
Eva.
Eva.
Channe.
Channe.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Bhavad.
Bhavad.
Prapadayo.
Prapadayo.
Patitatmanam.
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 No.
No.
Nanya.
Nanya.
Bhave.
Bhave.
Gati.
Gati.
Arindama.
Arindama.
Tad.
Tad.
Vidhehi.
Vidhehi.
Grinnanti nana patayo pitaro sutaba.
Grinnanti nana patayo pitaro sutaba.
Na bhratri bandhu surida puta eva channe.
Na bhratri bandhu surida puta eva channe.
Tasmad bhavat prapadayo patitatmanano.
Tasmad bhavat prapadayo patitatmanano.
Nanya bhaved gatirarindama tad abidohi.
Nanya Anya bhavet tati rahitama bhavidehi.
Grinnanti nana patayo pitaro sutava.
Grinnanti nana patayo pitaro sutava.
Bandhu surira uta eva channe
na bhati bandhu surira uta eva channe
tasmad bhavat prapadayo patitatmana
tasmad bhavat prapadayo patitatmana
nanya bhaved gatir arindam tad vithehi
nanya bhaved gatir arindam
Grinnanti no na patayo pitaro sutava.
Grinnanti no na patayo pitaro sutava.
Na bhratri bandhu surida kuta eva channe.
Na bhratri bandhu surida kuta eva channe.
Tasmad bhavad prapadayo patitatmana.
Tasmad bhavad prapadayo patitatmana.
Bhavet gatir arindam tad vidhehi.
Nanya bhavet gatir arindam tad vidhehi.
I don't have my reading glasses.
So,
Grinnanti nano patayo pitaro sutava.
Grinnanti nano patayo pitaro sutava.
Bandhu surida kuto eva channe.
Namrati bandhu surida kuta eva channe.
Mad bhavat pradayo pitam tat manam.
Tasmad bhavat pradayo patitam manam.
Nanye bhavat gatir arinda dama tat videhi.
Nanya bhavat gatir arinda dama tat videhi. Grinnantino na patayo pitaro sutava.
Na bhakti
bandhu surida kuta eva channe. Tasmad bhavat prapadayo patitatmanamno. Nanya bhavet gatir arindam tad vidhehi.
Grinnanti no na patayo pitaro sutava.
Grinnanti no na patayo pitaro sutava.
Na bhratri bandhu suhridah kuta eva channye.
Na bhratri bandhu suhridah kuta eva channye.
Bhavat prapadayo patitatmanamno.
Tasmad bhavat prapadayo patitatmanamno.
Nanya bhavet gatir arindam tad videhi.
Nanya bhavet gatir arindam tad videhi.
Grinnanti no patayo pitaro sutava.
Grinnanti no na patayo pitaro sutava. Namrati bandhu surida uta eva channe.
Mat bhavat prapadayo patitatmanamno.
Tasmad bhavat prapadayo patitatmanamno.
Nanya bhavet gatir arindam tad videhi.
Nanya bhavet gatir arindam tad videhi. Grinnanti no na patayo pitaro sutava.
Bhratri
bandhu surida kuta eva channe. Tasmad bhavat prapadayo patitatmanamno.
Nya bhavet gatir arindam tad videhi.
Nana bhave katira inda mata videhi.
Mataji.
Rinantino na pataya pitaro sutava.
Other relatives.
Suridaha.
And friends.
Kutaha.
How then?
Eva.
Indeed.
Cha.
And.
Anne.
Other people.
Tasmat.
Therefore.
Bhavet.
Your.
Prapadayo.
At the tips of the lotus feet.
Patita.
Fallen.
Atmanam.
Whose bodies.
Na.
For us.
Na. Not.
Anya.
Any other.
Bhavet. There can be.
Gatihi.
Destination.
Arindama.
O chastiser of enemies.
Thought that.
Vithehi.
Kindly bestow upon us.
Translation. Our husbands, fathers, sons, brothers, other relatives and friends will no longer take us back. And how could anyone else be willing to give us shelter? Therefore, since we have thrown ourselves at your lotus feet and have no other destination, please, O chastiser of enemies, grant our desire. Please repeat after me. Our husbands,
fathers, sons, brothers,
other relatives, and friends will no longer take us back. And how could anyone else be willing?
To give us shelter.
Therefore,
since we have thrown ourselves at your lotus feet,
and have no other destination, please,
O chastiser of enemies,
grant our desires. Srila Prabhupada's followers. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments as follows. From their very youth, the brahmanas' wives had heard about Lord Krishna's beauty, qualities and sweetness from the women folk of Vrindavan village and also from the flower ladies, the betel nut sellers and others. Consequently, they always felt ecstatic love for Krishna and were indifferent to their household duties. Their husbands, seeing them as deviant, doubted them and avoided dealing with them as far as possible. Now the wives of the brahmanas were ready to formally reject their so-called families and neighbors. And out of great agitation, they were crying and placing their heads upon Krishna's lotus feet, offering obeisances. In this way, with choking voices, they spoke the above verse. They begged that Lord Krishna bestow upon them the benediction that he be their only destination, that he, the chastiser of enemies, subdue all their enemies, those difficulties obstructing them from attaining the Lord. The wives of the brahmanas simply wanted to serve Lord Krishna, and this is pure Krishna consciousness in ecstatic love of Godhead. So, Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Surya Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadamai Sadhanantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasani Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
Hare Krishna. Grihanti na patayo pitaro sutava navabhratri bandhu sudida kutahe vachanine tasmad bhavata prapadayo patitatmanam nanya bhavir gatirarindam tadvithehi. Our husband, father, son, brothers, other relatives and friends will no longer take us back. And how could anyone else be willing to give us shelter? Therefore, since we have thrown ourselves at your lotus feet and have no other destination, please, O chastiser of enemies, grant our desires. So, the brahmanas' wives are appealing to Krishna in this way. The friends of Krishna, the cowherd boys, became hungry. One day they were tending the cows, not cows, calves. And Krishna was just a little boy at that time. And as a little boy, they used to take care of the calves, and the grown-ups take care of the cows. So they were taking, Krishna and his cowherd boys were taking care of the calves in the forest of Vrindavan, in the pasturing ground in the village.
Vrindavan and Govardhan. And it happened actually near Govardhan, this place. And one day, Krishna's friend said, Krishna, we are feeling very hungry. Then Krishna said, okay, nearby, the brahmanas are performing yajna. So there, a lot of food has been arranged. So you go and ask them to give us some food. Tell them that we are hungry and we want some food. So some of the boys went and told the brahmanas who are performing sacrifice with all kinds of foodstuff, all kinds of sweets, all kinds of delicious delicacies. And they went and told that Krishna and Balaram is there nearby and they are hungry. We are also hungry. We want some food. So Krishna said, you come and give us some food. But what was the response of the brahmana? Get out of here. Don't you see we are busy? We are performing sacrifice. Don't interrupt our sacrifice. Get out of here. The cowherd boys became very disappointed, went back to Krishna. Krishna said, okay, now you go and ask the brahmana's wives. So they went and asked the brahman and his wives. And they said, oh, Krishna and Balaram is hungry. Krishna and Balaram are hungry. So they took all the foodstuffs and they left. And they were making the prasad arrangements for the sacrifice. So all the foodstuffs were there in their custody. So they took all the foodstuffs and came to Krishna and Balaram. And so this is how we see how people get absorbed in ritualistic activities without understanding why they are doing what they are doing. Or they do something without recognizing who they are actually. Even when the person himself is right in front of them, they don't want to offer to him. Like, for whom is the sacrifice? The sacrifice is meant for Krishna. All the sacrifice is meant for Krishna. But these people are so meticulously, so systematically, so elaborately making the arrangements for sacrifice. But when the person for whom they're making the sacrifice is saying, okay, I want it, they say, no, we are giving it to you. So this is the unfortunate state of affairs in the material world. They don't understand why they're doing, for what is the purpose of what they're doing. So through these pastimes, Krishna is teaching that lesson. The so-called big scholars, pandits, big scholars, the brahmanas, very expert in performing sacrifices. As far as the material calculation is concerned, they are very expert in performing. They can chant all the four Vedas. They were so scholarly that they used to master. You know, the brahmanas have four types of brahmanas. Vedis, Dvedis, Trivedis, Chaturvedis. So the Vedi means one who knows one Veda, he is a Vedi. One who knows two Vedas is Dvivedi. Commonly they are known as Duvedis. And then there are three Vedis. One who knows three Vedas. Three Vedis. And then Chaturvedi. There are four Vedas. Those who know the four Vedas, they are Chaturvedi. So in this way, you can see, like, these are very, very scholarly people. They are very intelligent. They have memorized the entire Vedas. Four Vedas, they have no completely.
But they do not understand the essence of the Vedas. They are very expert in taking care of the cows, but they do not know how to milk the cow. So, that is the so-called Brahmanas. So Krishna is actually pointing out through these pastimes that how useless these people are. Of course, through Krishna's pastimes, everyone benefits. At the end of the day, at the end of this pastime, we will see that they understood their mistakes. They learned from their wives. Sometimes the husbands also have to learn from their wives. And what did the Brahmanas learn from their wives? They understood that Krishna is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is not just an ordinary cowherd boy. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, this pastime actually goes. So they went, and immediately the wives, when the cowherd boys told the wives of the Brahmanas that Krishna and Balaram is nearby and they are hungry, they immediately came with all the food. So now, after they offered the food and everything to Krishna, now they are afraid. So if they go back, their husbands will be angry with them and they will chastise them. They may even reject them because it's a grievous offense what they have done. What they have done is taken the offering for sacrifice and offered it to somebody else. Just like another pastime, Krishna's Govardhan Leela. What did Krishna teach in that Govardhan Leela? What they were doing? Nanda Maharaj was arranging for Indra Puja with the cowherd boys. They are arranging Indra Puja, worshipping Indra. But what did Krishna say? What's the point in worshipping Indra? So Nanda Maharaj asked, Krishna actually asked first, Father, why are you arranging this? First of all, Nanda Maharaj didn't even want to answer. He thought that I'm so busy, and once this boy starts asking questions, there's no end to his asking questions. So, better don't entertain him now. I'm too busy. So, Nanda Maharaj, Krishna asked, Father, why are you performing? What are you doing? It seems like all of you are so busy. Please tell me what you are doing. And Nanda Maharaj thought, oh, now he's starting. So, better avoid it. Because once he starts asking questions, he'll ask 25,000 questions. So Nanda Maharaj tried to avoid Krishna. Krishna ran after Nanda Maharaj. Father, tell me, what are you doing? Nanda Maharaj said, look, I'm very busy. Don't trouble me now. Don't bother me now. Krishna said, I'm asking you a question, and if you don't answer me the question, I will remain in ignorance. And everybody will say that your son is ignorant. So, please answer my question. So Nanda Maharaj said, we are arranging for Indra Puja, worshipping Indra. So Krishna asked, why do you worship Indra, Father? And Nanda Maharaj said, now it's time. So Nanda Maharaj said that we worship Krishna we worship Indra, Krishna, because Indra gives us rain. And you see, we are cowherd people. We are cowherd people, we tend the cows. And for cows, we need green grass, we need other vegetation, and that's why we worship Indra. Then Krishna asks, is it because you worship Indra that Indra gives rain?
Nanda Maharaj this time. Now his whole puja is finished. He just sat down. He said, okay, tell me, what are your other questions?
Krishna said, please answer this question. Is it because you worship Indra, Indra gives rain?
Nanda Maharaj said,
yes, Indra is the god of rain.
So Krishna said, in the middle of the ocean, there nobody worships. And there is no need for rain in the middle of the ocean. So why does it rain? Still in the middle of the ocean. So this time Nanda Maharaj went stuck. He said that we worship Indra because it's our tradition. We have been doing it for generations. Then Krishna asked, is your tradition Vedic or Lokic? Is it a common practice or is it a Vedic practice? Nanda Maharaj was stuck again. He doesn't know the tradition. He couldn't remember any mention of the Vedic injunction to worship Indra to get rain. So he got stuck. He said, look, my father has been doing it, his father has been doing it, that's why I'm doing it. So this time Krishna said, father, if we have to worship somebody because he is providing for the maintenance of our cows, then it is Govardhan. Because Govardhan is giving grass for the cows to graze. Govardhan is giving the beautiful sweet water from the fountains. Govardhan is giving us so many wonderful vegetation. And also Govardhan is providing us the shade for the cows to rest under. And in this way Krishna just kept on describing the Govardhan story. And it occurred to Nanda Maharaj, yeah, that's true. It's due to Govardhan that actually our cows are flourishing. So Nanda Maharaj said, okay, everybody, now let's go and worship Govardhan. And although Krishna was at that time only 7 years old, Nanda Maharaj and everybody else listened to him. Whatever Krishna would say, they would do. So Krishna said, worship Govardhan. They just stopped Indra Puja and took all the paraphernalia for Govardhan. So through this pastime, what did you get to hear, get to learn? What did you understand? That all the pujas must be offered to Krishna. We should not become caught up with the blind rituals. Worshipping demigods is not necessary. Those who are worshipping demigods, what are they doing? Jaganti avidhi purvakam. In an unauthorized way, they are worshipped. Demigod worships are not necessary. Deva Devi's pujas are not necessary because they are just a middleman. They are the middleman in the sense they are, yes, you offer to the demigods, but what do the demigods do? They offer it to Krishna. So if you have an access to offer directly to Krishna, why not do that? So the same point is being, same instruction is being given in this pastime as well. So Krishna told the cowherd boys, go and ask the brahmanas, be hungry. So they, you're offering so many foods in the sacrifice. For whose pleasure? For Narayan's pleasure. Who is Narayan? He himself is asking, send me the food. But when he himself is asking, send me the food, you say, no, we can't give it to you. And, but the brahmana's wives, they immediately respond in favor. Yes, let us go and offer everything to Krishna Balaram and their friends. And here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in this purport is making a very important point. That important point is that these Brahmana wives, the wives of the Brahmanas, did not see Krishna before. They just heard about Krishna. You see, in the Vedic time, in the early days, in the Vedic society, the women didn't go out of the house. They always stayed inside. And not only that, in the Vedic culture, the society was very, very strictly defined. Different varnas were very strictly defined. And they even had their respective areas of residence. Brahmanas used to live in one area. Kshatriyas used to live in another area. Vaishyas used to live in another area. And Sudras used to live in. So, because the Brahmanas had their respective areas, they did not have much of an interaction with the Vaishyas. And the wives of the Brahmanas did not go out of their house. Therefore, they, although it may have been only about half a kilometer away, where Nanda Maharaj's residence was from the Brahmana's residence, or maybe a couple of kilometers away, but they didn't have the opportunity to meet with them, to see them. And besides that, the women did not go out of the house. They always stayed home. And they were busy doing their inside job, in the household jobs. In the, I have seen in our childhood, the ladies did not go out. Only time I saw the ladies of the house would go out to go to Ganga to take a bath. And that also, they would go in the car, take bath, and then come back. And sometimes I heard that even before the cars were there, they used to be taken into palanquins. The ladies used to be carried in palanquins and they didn't get out of the palanquin. The whole palanquin used to be dipped in the And I'm talking about just 50, 60 years back. I mean, that probably was about 100 years back. This is how the culture was. The world has changed a lot in this last 100 years. What to speak of 100 years? I have seen how Mauritius changed in the last 30 years. I came to Mauritius for the first time 32 years ago. That Mauritius and today's Mauritius is very different. So in 30 years there's been so much change, so much difference. So what to speak of 5,000 years back, how the society was. The Vedic society was very different 5,000 years ago. And at that time, in the Vedic society, the women did not go out. Therefore, although Krishna was there, these women didn't have any opportunity to meet with Krishna. But how did they get to know about Krishna? Some cowherd ladies used to come to supply the milk, deliver milk or milk for them. And these ladies used to go inside of the house. And these ladies would speak about Krishna. The cowherd ladies would tell them about Krishna. And sometimes some fruit vendors, some flower women, they used to come and they used to tell them about Krishna in Vrindavan. And just by hearing about Krishna, these ladies became attracted. The Brahmana's wives became attracted to Krishna. Wonderful Krishna. Just like you know how Rukmini became attracted to Krishna. Rukmini's father
was one day Narad Muni came to his palace. And Rukmini's father was telling Narad Muni, Narad Muni, my daughter has reached the marriageable age and I'm wondering who should be an appropriate husband. So Narad Muni said, it's Krishna, the son of Vasudev, the grandson of Ugrasen, Krishna. And he started to tell about Krishna, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's wonderful activities, Krishna's wonderful qualities. And Rukmini just happened to hear that. And just by hearing about that, she fell in love with Krishna. People say love at first sight. But this is a love at first hearing. She heard about Krishna, she fell in love with Krishna. And her brother Rukman was very closely associated to Shishupala. And he wanted to marry Rukmini to Shishupala. But Rukmini felt that she gave her heart away to Krishna, Vasudev. So those days, the women used to be so chaste that once they decided to give their heart to somebody else, they would not be able to allow anybody to enter in that heart. The woman's heart is meant for only one person. And that is her husband. Similarly, Amba gave her heart away to Shalva. And she just told Bhishma. Bhishma kidnapped her to get her married to Vichitravirya. Three sisters, Amba, Ambika and Vambalika. So this Amba already gave her heart away to Shalva. So when she told Bhishma, Bhishma said, why didn't you tell me before? He said, you didn't give me any chance. You caught me by my hand and dragged me into the chariot. Where there was a chance? Krishna said, oh, Bhishma said, but while I was driving the chariot, you could have told me. She said, I was so nervous at that time. I didn't have any courage to tell you. Bhishma consulted some Brahmana, what should be done now? This lady has given her heart away to somebody else. So the Brahmanas advised, okay, let her go back to Shalva, whom she gave her heart to. And so they let her, sent her back to Shalva. But Shalva was already insulted, defeated by Bhishma. And Bhishma let him go without, didn't kill him, or even could have killed him. He challenged Bhishma. And so here that he had his Kshatriya pride. He said, do you think I'm a beggar? That somebody is giving charity to me, okay. Get back, go back. I don't want to take you. You go back. Tell Bhishma to marry you, not me. Because he took you. So crying, Amba came back to Bhishma. Said, you marry me. Bhishma said, look, I took a vow of never marrying anyone. She said, you took me by my right hand. And that means that you have accepted me. Bhishma said, I didn't do it for me, I did it for my brother. So that went on. So finally, Amba left with a burning heart to take revenge, with a heart burning
with a desire to take revenge against Bhishma. What kind of revenge? She's a Kshatriya woman. She wanted to kill Bhishma. And as you know, like so many, she tried in so many ways. She went to the sages. She went to different Kshatriya kings to instigate them to kill Bhishma. They said, Ubhava, not with Bhishma. Who can defeat him? Then she went to the sages and they also said, look, I can't do anything. Then she met her grandfather, who actually became an ascetic, who was a friend of Parashuram. But he said, okay, Parashuram is Bhishma's guru, I will ask Parashuram to consult Bhishma to manage you. And Bhishma will positively listen to the guru's words. So Parashuram came and told Parashuram about her granddaughter's plight. And Parashuram said, okay, Bhishma here, a very good boy. Whatever I tell him, he listens. So I'll tell him to marry your granddaughter. So he went and told Bhishma. Bhishma said, I'm taking a vow of not to ever get married. He said, that's all right. I'm your guru, I'm telling you, get married. Bhishma said, no, I can't accept that instruction. I have all my respect for you as my guru, but I can't follow this instruction. And then Parashuram became very angry. He said, I'm your guru. Abide by my instruction. Then Bhishma quoted from the Puran Maruta's statement that if the guru gives a wrong advice and becomes involved in activities that are unbecoming, that guru must be rejected. Guru Rapya Valiptasya Karja Karja Majanataha Utpatha Pratipannasya Parityāga-vidhiyate. The scripture says that he should be rejected. Parashuram became very angry. It's okay, fight it. I'll kill you. Bhishma said, okay, if that is what you want, I'll fight with you. But I'm not fighting with you. You're challenging me to fight. And not only that, Bhishma offered obeisances to him and said, please give me permission to fight you. So in this way, we can see that how the women, anyway, and finally Parashuram stopped fighting, that nobody could defeat. Bhishma couldn't defeat Parashuram, Parashuram couldn't defeat Bhishma. They fought for a long, long time. Then Bhishma pulled out a weapon, Prashava weapon, which would cause the destruction of the world. And at that time Brahma and Narada came and stopped Bhishma. Bhishma, don't use this weapon. And so what to do? He is not defeatable. So you ask him to stop fighting. So then they requested Parashuram, and that's how he stopped fighting. And then Parashuram finally told Amba, see, I tried my best, but this character doesn't want to get married. Why? So anyway, the point is, in the Vedic culture, when one used to give her heart to somebody, when a woman is to give her heart to somebody, that was given for them. That is the Vedic culture. And when the wife is chaste, when the husband is Krishna conscious, and when the wife is chaste, they will give birth to glorious children like Parikshit Maharaj. That is the Vedic culture.
And Srila Prabhupada is establishing that culture in today's world, where they lost, the world that has lost all culture. There is no culture. There is only TV culture, internet culture, nightclub culture, pop culture. That is diametrically opposed to Vedic culture. That is not culture. That is a path to hell. Cultures mean the way to purify. Culture is the process of purification. The actual culture will purify us and prepare us to go back to God. But this is what this is doing in the name of culture. Or people are becoming involved in activities that are causing them to become degraded, that is causing them to become more and more dirty. And as a result of that, we don't have a human civilization, we have just a barbaric world that we are living in. Externally there is a lot of glamour, big houses, big cars, big roads. There's so much glamour that has come, but everyone is becoming degraded. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the only hope. So, you all are fortunate, you all consider yourself fortunate that you have found this Krishna consciousness, and please hold on to it. Hold on to this wholeheartedly. And what will be the benefit? The benefit will be that your life will become. You will become happy. You follow this degraded culture, you will become extremely unhappy. You follow Krishna consciousness, you will become happy. And at the time of death, you will go back to this spiritual side, finishing up all this business of this material nature. So please accept this culture wholeheartedly. Practice the process that Srila Prabhupada has given. Mold your lives according to Srila Prabhupada's instructions and make your life successful. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premananda. Does anybody have any questions? Yes.
In relationship to our movement, to Krishna consciousness, suppose that Guru gives instruction to his disciples. Disciples should come and negotiate with the Guru and say, I cannot do this, Maharaj, I cannot do this. Is that acceptable?
If a Guru gives instruction and disciple says, I cannot do that, if that instruction is Krishna conscious, then disciple must follow. What is the third offense to the holy name? To disobey the instruction of the spiritual master. So if we do not follow the instruction of the spiritual master, then it will be an offense to the holy name. Our whole culture is to receive the mercy of the holy name. But then again, we have to consider the instruction must be Krishna conscious. Like here, Bhishma took a vow not to marry. Now Guru is saying, get married. So that's why this kind of instruction can be avoided, disobeyed. The Guru also should be bona fide and give proper instruction to the disciple. But of course, the disciple should not judge the Guru in that, most cases. In some extreme cases, the disciple judges, like Bhishma did. But otherwise, disciple's business is to follow. Now, if a disciple has any doubt about his guru's instructions, then he can go and consult with other senior devotees. And not himself making the decision, but approaching other senior devotees and take their, like in some extreme cases. Because ultimately, you see, Shraddha is the basic foundation. Now we have to be very concerned about this aspect, Shraddha. And we should see that the Shraddha is not effective. And this Shraddha implies two indications, two meanings. One is faith and the other is respect. Shraddha also means respect. So respect for the senior. Junior must maintain the respect for senior. So if the respect is not there, then his spiritual life will be affected. Therefore we should be very careful that the cultivation is respect is properly done. Okay, that should I give tomorrow's class also? Okay, I can tell you. Then at this point what the Brahmana's wife was saying that we can't go back because our husbands, our fathers, our children, our friends, our well-wishers, they all have rejected us because we have come. And if they reject us, where will we go? Where will we go? And those women who are not today's women, well, I'll take up a job and maintain myself. The women used to be dependent upon the seniors, like as they mentioned here, the husbands, fathers, children, so sons, actually. So Krishna then told him that you go back and don't worry, they won't be antagonistic to you, they'll rather be favorable to you. And then Krishna told them that you all maintain your worship. Worship my deities. Worship me through performance of sacrifice and so forth. And then finally, at the end of your life, you'll come back to me. So these Brahmanas' wives receive Krishna's mercy. And in this way, their spiritual life was secured. Answer your question? Okay, thank you. Yes?
In the first one you related about Lord Parshuram. Lord Parshuram is a direct incarnation of Lord Krishna. So how could he go against the Shastra by posing Bhishma to Manu?
Yeah. Parshuram is, first consideration is that these are all pastimes. Pastimes means it's like a play to convey some message, to impart some instruction. So that was the purpose. So that is the first aspect of the answer. And the second aspect of the answer will be that Parashuram is an empowered incarnation. He is a Shakta Vishavata. He is not a direct expansion of the Lord, but some jiva has been empowered. That's why we find Parshuram is challenging Lord Ramchandra. And at that time what happened? Lord Ramchandra, when Parshuram said, okay, you broke Lord Shiva's bow. Let me see how powerful you are. String my bow. Well, that was Vishnu. Okay, you may break Shiva's bow, Haradhanu, but let us see Vishnu's bow, how you deal with it. And at that time, when Ramchandra took the bow, he took away the power that he invested in Parshuram. Okay. Okay. So there is a question. Maharaj, please explain why there is a specific time to break Ekadasi fasting on the Dwadasi day. Okay, today is Ekadasi, so you are fasting. And the thing is that when you observe some vow, then at some vow of Ekadasi, at a specific day, at a specific time, the next day, you have to break the fast. That is the part of the fasting. You fast until that time, and then you break the fast, then you get the benefit of fasting. And that is called the time for param, breaks the fast. So you have to break your fast between a certain specific time. If you don't, then your result of your fasting in Ekadasi is gone. It won't be because your fasting is now not complete, because you didn't end it in time. It's something like there is a competition. Running 100 meters. Now, how do you end? How do you complete it? Complete the run? I'm sure you have seen in school and colleges. Like, don't you have to reach certain point at certain time? If you don't reach that point, you end up somewhere else. Will it be counted? No. So similarly, fasting has a beginning and fasting has a specific end.
Why don't you pick Tulsi on Dwadasi?
Why don't we pick Tulsi on Dwadasi? Yeah, because it is said in the scriptures. There must be some reason. I'm sorry, I don't know that. Specifically, the scripture says that we should be. Yes, there are people.
You said that the junior should respect the seniors, and how should the senior deal with the junior?
Very good, very good point. It's not just one-way traffic, it's a two-way traffic. It's a reciprocal. The juniors should respect the seniors. Like the respect should rise from the junior to the senior. And affection, compassion, mercy should flow from senior to junior. Junior must respect and senior must shower them with their mercy, shower them with their affection, shower them with their kindness. Then only that relationship will be. Good point. Yes, Shannon?
Just wondering, in the Parampara, are there any male ladies that have been like sannyasi? Like within the Parampara, have there been any ladies that were sannyasi?
There had been ladies ascetics, but no ladies sannyasis in the Vedic culture. Because you see, those days the world used to be very different. Like, it's not like today's world, you know, like everything is so easy, right? You press the button, light comes. You open the tap, water comes, right? You press the button, the fire is ignited to cook. Then you go to the supermarket, you can buy your 1 week's program, right? But that was not how it used to be those days. Say even 100 or 200 years back, you know, to get water, there was no tap. You had to go to the river to get the water, or to go to the well to collect water. You could go to a supermarket and buy what you want. You had to cultivate the land and produce the grains and the fruits. You had to go to the forest and cut the logs, cut the trees, get the wood to light a fire. So these are the life, external life, used to be very hard. And it was not possible for a woman who by nature is frail, tender, delicate. Therefore these jobs are meant for men. And the women, they used to bring everything from outside, and the women used to take care of the household affairs. Now, when it comes to sannyas, sannyas means leaving home and just, become absorbed in meditation to finish off all this materialistic bondage. So that life was exclusively meant for men. And the women's life was a life of dependence. Right? When she is young, she is dependent upon her parents. When she is in her youth, she is dependent upon her husband. And in her old age, she is dependent upon her son. So that was the natural structure, natural arrangement. So that's why, since the women's life was based on the home, there was no question of a woman leaving home and take up sannyas. But there had been many instances where women have left home to achieve certain purpose, to perform austerities. And like for example, Sita Devi in her previous life was the daughter of a king who wanted to have the supreme personality of Godhead as a husband. So she went to the Himalayas and performing austerities to get Narayan as a husband. Similarly, so there have been many instances like that when the ladies have performed severe austerity. But for that they didn't need to take sannyas. And we can see that they performed these austerities with a specific purpose. Like they performed austerities to get a good husband, or they performed austerities to get a good son. Does it answer your question? Okay, thank you. Okay, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Let's have a little kirtan before we end the class. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharishati Deve Gauravani Tacharine Deve Shesha Shunnavadi Ashtabda Vishta Shiva Prabhupada
Jai Srila
Prabhupada
Ki Jai
You just go and get him. Wait, he will walk. He will walk, then you will give him. You wait, he will walk.
Are you from Kathriya Banas and it is Raksha Krishna Balaram Mandir.